Aviation Protection Authority e-licensing platform fast, simple and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Aviation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. President Hichilema retains Mutale Nalumango as UPND Vice President. World Bank disperses 4% of $100 million for Zambia's digital expansion. And in international news, Iran says it has seized two cargo ships in Strait of Hormuz after three vessels attacked.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
Now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has retained Mutale Nalumango as UPND Vice President following the party's General Assembly held last week. The appointment of Mrs. Nalumango is contained in a letter dated April 21, 2026, signed by President Hichilema. The President has expressed confidence that Mrs. Nalumango will continue to serve the interests of the party and the people of Zambia diligently and prudently. Meanwhile, Mrs. Nalumango has expressed her sincere gratitude to President Hichilema for the confidence placed in her through this appointment. She has reaffirmed her commitment to serving with dedication, integrity and respect for the values that guide their collective mission. The World Bank says it has disbursed 4% of the $100 million allocated for the construction of 300 cell towers, upgrading existing towers to 4G and 5G, and the installation of 2,000 kilometers of fiber, among other components, under the Digital Zambia Acceleration Project. Speaking during the DZAP Early Market Engagement Meeting, World Bank Lead ICT Policy Specialist Tim Kelly said 500 public institutions are expected to be connected under the project. Mr. Kelly has noted that Zambia's information and communication technology sector has recorded significant growth, contributing 1.6% to the country's gross domestic product in 2010, rising to 12% in 2024. Meanwhile, Smart Zambia Institute's National Coordinator Percy Chinyama has thanked the World Bank for the grant, stating that the funds will help extend connectivity to underserved and unserved communities through the construction of additional cell towers, thereby bridging the digital gap. And DZAP project coordinator Ngoye Kalamatila said the project, which is expected to be completed by 2030, will also focus on building digital skills among citizens while ensuring the construction of 300 towers within the stipulated time frame.
We'll be extending this and regional networks by adding over 2,000 kilometers of fiber to enhance cross-border connectivity and resilience. The second part of that is applying a plasma connectivity. This is to 500 plus institutions within the government. That's also upgrading of cell towers to 4G and 5G. That one, I should be clear that what we expect is the effort that we have already extended as the government to the Ministry of Technology and Science.
Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has appointed Dolly Kabanda as his running mate for the August general elections under the People's Pact. Speaking during a media briefing, Dr. Membe said Zambia must move beyond complaints and take responsibility for rebuilding the nation. He has noted that the country's vast wealth has not translated into improved living conditions due to leadership failures and a culture of mediocrity.
Like our past, the future of this country will depend on the leadership we construct, its quality, its integrity, its honesty, his capacity, his dedication, his patriotism. It will also depend on the purpose we have, the national purpose we put up, the accountability we come up with for the leadership.
Meanwhile, Ms. Banda has accepted the appointment, saying she will contribute to building a united and development-focused Zambia for present and future generations.
Can we take responsibility and ownership for our home country? We have to be a core component of what we have in Zambia. It was said earlier, Zambia is a very wealthy country. Why are we seeing the abject poverty that we are seeing in this country today?
Government says it will revise the speed limits for vehicles during night hours and strengthen enforcement of mandatory global positioning system tracking to mitigate the risk of increased road traffic accidents following the lifting of the night driving ban for public service vehicles. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament, Transport and Logistics Minister Fanta Ali said the ministry, working together with the Road Transport and Safety Agency, will enhance the use of ICT in road traffic law enforcement, including strict monitoring of driver working hours to prevent fatigue. Mr. Tayali has further revealed that additional enforcement vehicles will be procured to strengthen operational capacity and improve effective law enforcement by RATSA. He said due to improved road infrastructure, there is no need to continue the night travel ban, noting that it disadvantages cross-border traders and inconveniences passengers.
In order to mitigate the risk of an increased road traffic accident, particularly during night travel, the government will implement the following measures. Number one, revision of speed limits for vehicles during night hours. Number two, strengthened enforcement of mandatory GPS tracking systems in all public service vehicles. Number four, greater use of ICT in road traffic law enforcement, strict monitoring and enforcement of driver working hours to prevent fatigue, strengthened roadside inspections and compliance checks, procurement of additional enforcement vehicles.
The Lusaka High Court Economic and Financial Crimes Court has moved its ruling to April 29, 2026 on the renewed bail application involving former Foreign Affairs Minister Joseph Malanji in a matter in which he was sentenced to 4 years imprisonment on corruption charges. Earlier, Mr. Malanji renewed his bail application before the Lusaka High Court after it was earlier denied by Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Wishimanga of the Economic and Financial Crimes Court. He argued that there was a risk he could serve a substantial portion or the entirety of his sentence before the appeal is determined. The application also cited concerns relating to the timing of the delivery of judgment and the evaluation of evidence at trial. However, in an affidavit in opposition to affidavit in support of summons for admission to bail pending appeal, Principal State Advocate in the Appeals Department under National Prosecution Authority, Angelica Mwanza, opposed to the application in its entirety. Ms. Mwanza denied all the contents of Mr. Malanji's affidavit, arguing that a perusal of the grounds of appeal reveals no likelihood of success. She said the grounds raised therein are matters of fact and evidentiary assessment which were fully considered by the trial court. In this matter, Mr. Malanji was sentenced to 4 years imprisonment with hard labor for possession of illicitly obtained properties. The assets include two helicopters, namely a Bell 430 and a Bell 206 Jet Ranger, three houses plus over $200,000 cash, all deemed to be proceeds of crime.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The government has commended Zambia Airways for its continued investment in training local pilots and strengthening the country's aviation sector, saying it reflects progress in rebuilding a resilient national carrier anchored on Zambian expertise. Speaking during a graduation